بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وروي عن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جمع الله الخلائق نادى مناد أين أهل الفضل قال فيقوم ناس وهم يسير فينطلقون سراعا إلى الجنة فتلقاهم الملائكة فيقولون إنا نراكم سراعا إلى الجنة فمن أنتم فيقولون نحن أهل الفضل فيقولون وما فضلكم فيقولون كنا إذا ظلمنا صبرنا وإذا أسينا إلينا حلمنا ويقال لهم ادخلوا الجنة فنعم أجر العاملين. Hazrat Amr ibn Shu'ayb radiallahu anhu reports from his father, reports from his grandfather that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creations, and that will be on the day of Qiyamah, an announcer will announce, where are the men of virtue? Where are the people of fadl, of virtue? Then a group of people will stand up, and they will be very small in number, and they will rush towards Jannat. So the angels will meet them as they are rushing towards Jannat, and they will say to them, we see you rushing to Jannat, who are you? So they will say, we are the men and the people of virtue. So the angels will ask them, what is your special virtue? For what reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this position? So then they will say, kunna idha dhulimna sabarna. When we were oppressed, we were patient. And when evil was done to us, then we were tolerant. Two qualities. When we were oppressed, then we were patient. And when evil was done to us, then we were tolerant. And then it will be said to them, udkhulu al-jannah, enter Jannah. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. How wonderful is the reward of those that strove and worked hard. There are a few things here. One is, when we make dua, then we don't make dua for sabr. Just randomly making dua for sabr is asking Allah Ta'ala to test us. So we make dua for afiyah. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. We always ask for afiyat. We don't ask for Allah Ta'ala to test us. We are too weak. On the topic of dua, when we thank Allah Ta'ala, then we don't say to Allah as we say to people, Jazakallah. To Allah Ta'ala, you don't say Jazakallah. Allah reward you. So for Allah Ta'ala, we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Third thing in dua, we don't say, when we're making dua, inshaAllah. The hadith tells us that when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should beg and beseech and implore and demand, because we can't force Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't force Allah. So many people make this mistake and they make dua and they say, inshaAllah. May Allah ta'ala give you this, inshaAllah. So when you're making dua, then you don't say, inshaAllah. InshaAllah is when you intend to do something. So the three things, we don't make dua for sabr randomly. If a person is being tested with something, for example, Allah forbid, he lost something. He lost his vehicle, home, some fire took place, child passed away. Then for that reason, he said, oh Allah, in this test, I ask you to give me that patience now, in this test that I'm going through. But randomly to make dua for sabr, person shouldn't do that. Secondly, when thanking Allah Ta'ala, we don't say to Allah, Jazakallah, we say, oh Allah, laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Oh Allah, all praise, all thanks is for you. And when we're making dua, then we don't say, inshaAllah, because we are supposed to demand and beg and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a type of arrogance, saying to Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, if you want, give it to me. It's a type of arrogance. So nevertheless, these people, when they were oppressed, they made sabr. Like today we see in Palestine, in Gaza currently, and in the recent past, in Syria, then in Afghanistan, then in the different prisons, and the different areas where we heard, some of it we never heard about, and in Bosnia, all these things we read about, the person's heart is moved, shakes, his eyes fill up with tears. So those people, إِذَا ظُلِمْنَا صَبَرْنَا. You have to go through sometimes great difficulties, and this, if you look in the annals of history, it was throughout the annals of history. This oppression on the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not something that is just related to our times. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was zulm that was happening to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being dragged in the streets. And Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu made to lie on hot coals. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I never saw a back like that. This man's back, how much of torture he went through. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, men and women. Then we find in Uhud, after Uhud, the kuffar actually went and mutilated the bodies of the martyrs from the Sahaba. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked for his uncle's body, it was found in a valley. The chest was open. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu's chest was ripped open. His belly was ripped open. His liver was taken, chewed. It was thrown out. His nose was cut. His ears were cut. Hind, she made a necklace with the noses and the ears of the martyrs in Uhud. So they went through great amount of difficulty in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting and he's crying. And he's telling the Sahaba, this Jamaat we sent out, they have been martyred. These Sahaba, Allah has informed me, they have all become shaheed. Then the message came, the Sahabi made dua, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs them that your brother, Allah Ta'ala has informed me, has been martyred, has been killed now. So this was happening in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns from Uhud. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face is bleeding, smeared with blood. And there's wounds on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through all this. They are to treat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also for that. So this oppression and this zulm throughout the history, annals of history from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those people that are going through that difficulties, إِلَىٰ ظُلِمْنَا صَبَرْنَا, and they made sabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't give up your iman, even if you are cut up into pieces and you are burnt alive. We don't ask Allah for those tests. We are too weak. We are very, very weak. We are extremely weak. But these tests are taking place, we can see in our time. Then they made sabr, then they will enter Jannat without any hisab. Without any further questions, they will enter into Jannat. وَإِذَا أُسِيَا إِلَيْنَا حَلُمْنَا. And when we were harmed and bad was done to us, then we were tolerant, very, very tolerant over it. On a micro level, on our level, if zulm is done to us, wherever it is, oppression, whether it's in the workplace, whether it is at home, or someone is being bad to us, whether it's a family member, then these qualities we must try and bring it in us. Be patient, overlook, and be tolerant, and overlook the evil, and hope for a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because وَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِنِينَ. Every action that a person did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not go without a reward. Allah ta'ala will definitely reward a person for those good actions. From the hadith we learn, it is better that a person be a mazloom, he rather be oppressed than being a tyrant and being a zalim. Allah ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, Allah grant us all afiyah.